I'm Olga Kramer with Montana News. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has closed vehicle access to some state parks in northwest Montana this winter due to state budget cuts. Nikki Ouellette reports.
Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Regional Parks Operations Budget, that's money earmarked for daily maintenance of latrines, plowing, and road upkeep, was cut by 20% following the state's budget crisis. That means some state park roads that are normally plowed in the winter will only be accessible by foot this season. Dylan Tabish is Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Region 1 Information and Education Program Officer.
You know, we're not just closing these gates or not maintaining these roads in wintertime because we want to. We would love to get as much access as we possibly can. It's just we don't have the resources to do all of this that we can, and it's an unfortunate situation, but we just had to make some difficult decisions because of the budget cuts.
Roads leading to several state parks on Flathead Lake and along the Highway 2 corridor will be closed due to the $60,000 shortfall in winter parks maintenance in FWP Region 1. Foot traffic is allowed year-round on state park lands. The decision appears to have drawn an act of vandalism. FWP officers are investigating a broken gate leading to Upper Thompson Lake, southeast of Libby. It's unclear how the budget cuts will affect state parks next spring and summer. FWP is also investigating illegal firewood cutting throughout its management area between Kalispell and Libby. More information about state park closures is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.